Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock got their next regular video auction coming up on Thursday, May 18th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 27,500 head to be offered, including 6,600 yearling steers, 5,100 yearling heifers, 5,800 weaned calves, and 8,200 calves on cows. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email. Well, look for the cattle complex to open mixed this morning thanks to an early combination of residual selling and short covering. The hog issue should also begin with uneven prices tied in part to light bull spreading. Now, we don't expect much cash action in cattle country today with bids and asking prices remaining poorly defined. Both sides will be carefully watching the board for signs of stability or further weakness. Our guess is that significant trade volume will be delayed until at least Wednesday or Thursday. Live and feeder contracts should open on a mixed basis with both follow-through selling and short covering. Now, look for hog buyers to resume work today with bids steady to a dollar higher. Pork processing margins continue to narrow with the cost of live inventory running ahead of carcass value appreciation. Expect the hog futures to begin on both sides of unchanged in a narrow range with nearby probably gaining on the deferred. On the grains, the corn futures closed a few cents lower yesterday, which was enough to put the lead July under a few key moving averages and near a one-week low, as farmers likely made good planting progress during the warm, dry weekend. Soybeans finished a little higher, but down from early highs as selling developed following a smaller-than-expected monthly crush. And the two winter wheat markets had the biggest losses of the day on likely pressure from last week's USDA forecast for big world supplies. Well, on those wheat markets, winter wheat markets had the largest losses of the major crops, and hard red winter is now below pre-snow storm levels and under key moving averages. Wheat markets have struggled since last week's USDA report that showed ample world supplies despite smaller production in the U.S. The selling in hard red winter came after the CFTC on Friday showed hedge funds turned net long as of May 9th, also favoring the short side of the market. Corn futures closed a few cents lower yesterday, with July closing dropping under key moving averages. Analysts expect about 67% of the corn will be planted in the today USDA crop progress report, with what would be a little under last year's five-year average of 70%. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On the futures trade at the close, June live cattle down 272, 122.45. August down 297, 118.80. August feeder cattle down 255, 149.27. And September down 277, 149.15. June hogs down 70 cents, 77.25. And July down to 25 at 78.35. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July was down 10 and 3 quarters, 428 and a half. And September down 10 and a half cents yesterday at 445 and a half. July wheat Chicago down 9.5, 423 and a quarter. September down 8 and 3 quarters at 438. July corn down 3 and a quarter, 367 and 3 quarters. September down 3.5, 375 and a half. July soy was up 2 and a quarter, 965 and a quarter. And August up 1 and 3 quarters at 966 and a half. July cotton down 107, 84.25. October down 71 at 78.06. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.